Dr. Dolbiam, the director of health in the United States, say 120 children diagnosed with measles were admitted to Bentiu and MSF hospital. He say the outbreak is spreading across 7 counties of the United States.
From the beginning, 98% of the cases were among the returnees from Sudan. But now, because of movement of the returnees to the counties, we have begun to see children from the host community, children who have not been vaccinated. So the reactive campaign is going to take place probably early next week, and it is going to cover all the children.
Dole say children from both returnees and the host community have been affected, adding that mass vaccination among all the children is a solution to prevent disease from spreading across other villages in the United States.
What is important now is that there is a measles outbreak in the United States that needs more aggressive response for it to be controlled.
Galwaro, who fled the conflict in Sudan, say two of his children died of measles and his daughter is also hospitalized in Bentiu. He had the aid agency to improve medical service in the hospital.
The place we are is very bad. There are a lot of flies, and the flies are not being cleaned well. Our children are pitching, and they also have high fever. Their bodies are so hot. If this is a hospital, they have to provide the funds and brought a good medicine to treat the children.
Alwar say his journey from Khartoum to United States was rough, and most children fall sick during the long trip on the River Nile.
Majority of us are coming from Khartoum, and some peoples are here in Bentiu. When we came, children were affected by measles in the River Nile because we were coming with the boats. When the children were affected, they were suffering. Majority of them have diarrhea, and they were vomiting and headache. That is what affecting children a lot.
So Ms. Mabil Tudjang, a senior nurse with a non-profit cottage, say they admit 5 to 6 children for a day with measles cases.
We do give them medication for home treatment, and some who are critically severe with complication are being admitted in a ward. The cases was due to the influx of returnees from Sudan crisis. Seeing these 2 men, we have recorded 154 cases.
The state health ministry and the health agency say mass vaccination could prevent the spread of the killer disease in United States.
You may find a child may have rashes, may have most thrush, and then also a child may have high fever, 39 degree, which doesn't go off. So it may be there for 7 days during the infectious period. So the child will keep febrizing for throughout. And also there may be loss of appetite sometimes.
BOA contact the acting project coordinator of the French medical charity MSF in the United States, but he declined to comment on the measles outbreak. On July 5th, WHO and the State Health Ministry said they have documented over 150 suspected cases, and 9 cases were confirmed positive after laboratory tests in Juba. The World Health Organization says 6 of the counties in the United States have reported cases of measles. The Health Ministry in the United States kicked off a vaccination campaign last month at the entry point in the United States, including Rorya, Nyarob, Manga, Haddock, and far to prevent the spread of the disease. For BOA News, I'm Lee Nyaja in Bentiu, United States.